podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
Like, as soon as it went down, it came back up, and I realized why. I was full, finally. Uh-huh. For 26 years. I was full. I've been but I've been keeping up in. And that's the reason why. It's just, what goes along with a bonfire is a shit ton of these. And I think I was on my, like, 26th, and I was like, enough. I'm going to quit until December. So it's only a month. I'm not done.
Oh, okay. So you can't finish a 30 rack?
Huh?
You can't finish a 30 rack?
I was going to.
You were only four away.
I know.
You should have just kept going and been like, yeah. Fuck it.
In the morning, I'll stop.
You'll learn, as a person myself, I don't do carbonated shit all anymore.
Yeah.
After that month, you're not going to be able to go back.
Really?
It's rough.
Dude, I miss my McDonald's Coke, dude. Oh,
McDonald's Cokes are the fucking best.
Dude, they're so good.
I had Coke. Like I was saying with the cookies, the first time I've had cookies in 7 months. The first one was a Coke Oreo.
Those things are fucking gross.
Dude, they're disgusting.
So it was so bad.
They're so weird.
You know how people are like, oh, trust me, it smells a lot worse than it tastes or whatever? No, that shit smells bad and tastes worse. Like, it's so bad.
No, they have a Coke that tastes like Oreos, though.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, a Coke, though, the drink,
yeah,
tastes like Oreos.
I'm talking about
about a fucking physical Oreo
cookie.
That tastes like fucking Coke.
They put
Pop Rocks in it and shit to fucking simulate the fucking carbonation.
He's talking about I'm talking about the Coke that tastes like Oreo, the Oreo Coke.
I have not had that.
Oh, that's gross.
I've had the Slurpee version of that, and it wasn't terrible, but I would not want the whole...
the whole thing?
Yeah.
Just wanted to taste it?
Just the little kitty cup?
I put it in the
free 7-Eleven one.
Yeah. I went there and I poured just a little bit in the cup and I was like, and then I got my Coke Slurpee.
Yeah.
I always did.
Yep.
But for that 10 seconds, I was like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I say the cookies because Rick's grandma Rick, your ma.
Yeah.
Your mom got us cookies. And then my coworker's grandma made peanut butter Delight cookies with like the Hershey in the middle.
The nipple cookies?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The classic, like you see it at
classic
every
cookie.
Christmas. Yeah. Yep. The nipple cookies?
Yeah. That's what Rick's dad used to call them was nipple cookies because they look like nipples. And that's how I've called them forever.
I tell you what, find me a nipple cookie that tastes like that and it'll never be out of my mouth.
I'll be latching that bitch until my mouth is sore
as
fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, feed me intravenously.
I found out way later in life, like 2 years ago, that people don't call them nipple cookies.
I don't know what they're called. I don't know what the actual name of them are.
He said
I've heard
it
like
today.
Six different fucking names. And I'm like,
something.
Oh, you mean the nipple cookie? And they're like, I guess, yeah. They fucking do look like a nipple. Okay.
You guys know those fucking Christmas wreaths cookies? Like they're like frosted flakes but colored green.
What? Oh, yeah. The sugar cookie type.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And they're like frosted flakes. They're like frosted flakes and marshmallows is how you make them. You can do green dye. And it's like...
I don't think I've ever had one.
Oh, Don's makes some. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah. Frosted flakes.
Yeah.
Well, I must have had them then.
Yeah, they're like the green fucking cookies.
The only ones I can think of are like the store-bought ones.
No.
That,
Don's makes them. Oh. Whips them up. They're really messy. Oh, you guys will have
to... Yeah.
Is there some place I can buy them?
No.
Oh. So they're like haystacks. They're kind of like the haystacks.
Kind of like haystacks, but they're frosted flakes and marshmallow.
Yeah, it's like a no-bake, but frosted flakes and marshmallow.
A blob of frosted flakes, like frosted flakes.
Right on.
You have to make some this year for us.
Yeah,
I tell you the fat kid tip for if you ever want Rice Krispie treats and you don't want to make them?
What's that?
Just buy some marshmallow fluff and just take a spoon and scoop that bitch and then just scoop up some fucking Rice Krispie treats on that motherfucker and eat it. It's basically the same fucking thing.
You're living in the world 3000, dude. That's sick.
That way you're not making fucking a whole mess trying to make some Rice Krispie treats. Just fucking bloop, bloop.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was just about to say, you can control how much you have.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Be like, I want this one to be extra crispy.
Yeah. I want this one to be extra gooey.
Would you like original recipe or extra crispy?
Extra gooey sounds speaking like a of, fucking yeah.
We need to
problem.
Get back into this Coke conversation because they came out with a Coke 3000. You guys remember that?
What? No, Coke 3000?
Like, yeah, it was like 3000. It was supposed to be from the year 3000 or whatever. That was gross.
It was like
too.
A Futurama Coke or something?
Yeah, it was gross too.
Is that the one that was had the space on the outside?
Yeah, yeah.
It was supposed to taste like space?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Tastes like space.
It wasn't good. They have that and an Oreo.
Well, it was void of flavor, so.
No. No, there was just too much going on. It was just too much going on, you know?
Space does have a lot going on.
Why 3000 tastes like? Why 3000?
Why?
Why?
It's called Y, like the letter Y, 3000.
Oh, is it?
Never occurred to me till just
Coke
now.
Coke Y3000.
Eric, you kind of sound like Tone.
Oh, like year 3000?
Oh.
Maybe.
I'm trying to think of fucking one of his songs.
Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
It just says, pros, the packaging is pleasing.
That's it, yeah. Yeah. What's the fucking cons? Read it. It's probably too long of a list.
Oh, yeah. Crack open the can and you're hit with immediately with a smell of fruit punch and you're left far too long. What? Kombucha, but like with Kool-Aid. That's disgusting. No, I gotta go. Have you ever tried kombucha?
It's not.
No.
It's gross.
What the fuck is wrong with
no,
people?
I don't know.
Sounds awful.
It's right up there with sangria. I'm not a sangria person.
No, isn't that just like a fucking wine with a bunch of fruit in it?
I think. It's like shitty church wine. Yeah. Church wine's already shitty.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. But a lot of California people like that shit, like kombucha or whatever. They're like, it makes you skinny. And I'm like, Tiffany, yeah, but I'd rather be fat than drink that, you know?
Tiffany likes the sangria slushy thing Applebee's makes in the summer.
It's because it's like probably a dollar, isn't it?
What?
Is it a dollar?
Yeah.
How far?
There you go.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So is it a dollar like everything else there that's good?
I think so.
Terrible?
They do the dollar sangritas. Sangrita.
Do you know they
take a sangria margarita? That's
they cut people off at two, I think, now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They came out
the
with
the dollar
like
margarita thing? Yeah. They cut you off at two?
Yeah. I blame
that's terrible.
I blame then, Matt Mays.
Right? His complaints about once you hit the 10th one, your stomach's just burning like... Sir, why are you fucking drinking 10 of them? We went to once in Georgia, and it was fucking dollar vodka cranberries. We had like four and then moved to another place. Yeah. Like, why would you stay there for... One dude came and crushed like two of them, and he was on his lunch break. Went back to the mall because it was like right in the fucking mall parking lot. Yeah, he just they knew who he was. He sat down, he had a fucking fry and fucking two, vodka cranberries. And nice. He's like, all right, fucking headed back on
back
to work.
Yeah.
I'm like,
damn,
shit, all
that's
right.
That's great.
Yeah. When I was a bartender at Hooligans or whatever, I had people that came in and did that.
When I was
lunch
a young
break.
Hooligan?
I was like, oh, and they were working on important shit. I'm not going to rat them out, but consumers. And I was like, what are you doing?
That's why they blew it up. Everybody
crashed. Yeah. That's what
don't,
I'm saying.
Don't be a cop shit.
That factory's not too far from here, is it?
No, yeah, it's on Wedock right there.
Yeah, it was. They blew it. They blew it up.
Well, they did
one.
Blow it up.
They only blew one up.
Oh.
Yeah, they still have Karn 2 and 3 now.
I thought they were just like, fuck this shit.
They just blew up Karn 1. Yeah.
I think Karn blowing one of them up is enough, right? That's the thing?
Well, they blew up one,
but
they're still Karn 2 and
3.
Our
buddy's dad got to do it, too.
Yeah.
He was the one who pushed the little, like the cartoons, man, pushed the plunger down.
Yep.
That's dope.
Is that a real thing that people can do?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's a trigger.
Yeah, that's how you, it's a trigger.
That's crazy.
They can do it all fucking dumb and boring with a little button and be like, but I mean, I would want the whole fucking.
Yeah, if you're blowing up a building that's like over 100 years old, like, get the fucking TNT.
Yeah. If that's not called the G-spot, I'm pissed.
What, the pump?
It should be.
I'm saying.
The G-spot. You just give it the pump.
What if it just had a mini orgasm?
It's just
the fucking building goes, oh, yeah. Right before it fucking falls down. And they did that shit early as fuck. Like, that shit woke up Mark when he still lived over here because he heard just fucking loud ass thing. Imagine being asleep.
They did it in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Like, what the fuck?
I was over across the water. I actually have a video on my phone of watching it fall. But they knew how it was going to fall and everything.
Yeah.
They like planned that shit out and it happened perfectly.
It's called math.
Yeah, it is called math. But I didn't pay attention. So I was like, what the fuck?
I'm too poor to
I was like, how'd they keep
attention?
Everything out of the water? That's crazy. Yeah,
speaking of math, did you see that fucking the rocket or whatever the fuck come back and like
caught
that motherfucker?
Yeah, the booster.
Yeah. They're just like, I'm like, what? Okay.
it went. The, so,
no, what
like,
is this?
The booster on the ass end of a rocket, like a space rocket.
Yeah.
When they kick it off when they're in atmosphere or whatever, in zero gravity and shit, they kicked it off. And as he was saying, it fucking came all the way back and
they
sat
planned
right back
it
down.
To like come back to the fucking thing. So they're not, it's like falling and a booster hit to fucking slow it down and just, just fucking
that's
slid
way
like
more
a fucking
efficient.
Big cock just perfectly in that fucking thing. And everybody's like,
That's great.
I thought it was fake as fuck at first until I saw like people's phones and shit. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's scary. Thanks, Elon Musk.
No, I heard Elon Musk was like freaking out and he's like, no fucking way, no fucking way. And there was one dude next to him going, You literally paid so much money for that to happen. Why are you freaking out? Like it worked, buddy.
Yeah,
it worked.
He was just pumped.
That's probably why he was freaking out.
Fucking flashbacks of a Diddy party.
Yikes.
I had someone say that in fantasy football the other day because they're just getting fucked. Mm. And he's like, man, I just feel like Justin Bieber at all white Diddy party, like, just getting bent over and fucked all the time. And I was like, oh my god. I was like, you're terrible.
I was like, baby.
Baby, no. That's how I should. Instead of saying, oh, no.
Baby, no.
Oh, man. We should probably kick this episode off, huh?
Welcome back to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. As you could probably tell, we have Rick and Eric with us.
Wacky's back.
Yeah, we fucked the first intro, which is kind of why we just went into it. And this is good. This is great.
It's okay. It took me and Rick 10 minutes to find something funny when we started recording the other night for the new episode that we put out.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's been like a fucking month since his fucking cancer and everything.
Yeah.
And we're like sitting and he talked about the candle that your coworker gave you and the flame wouldn't fucking move. It just stayed up and down. I'm like, did you blow at it? Did you do something? I'm like, it's probably just a haunted ass cancer candle. And he's like, my fucking carcinoma candle. And that was it.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, all right. And there we go. And we're back.
That's fucking funny.
We just needed a little push, you know?
Yeah.
Carcinoma candle.
Yeah, so
I the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask what's been happening, but let's put the fucking crown on Rick here. You give us a lowdown here for all of our BBB fans.
Yeah, so, gosh, it's been... I go over it on the show, so if you want to hear the whole story, you have to go over there.
Yeah, you have to actually...
Yes, please go check out the brand new episode.
Yeah, visit wider range of conversations on the 989.network.
But the TLDR is, so I was sick for a very, 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 very long time. I think even when I was here, I was talking about how I was sick the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a scan. They're like, hey, bud, you probably have cancer. We should go take that out of you. And I said, that's going to be expensive. And they're like, well, it's either that or die. And I'm like, well...
You're right.
Let me think about that.
Let me calculate. Run through the numbers.
So... They went in about a month ago at this. Literally, I think tomorrow will be the month mark.
Okay.
And they took it out with a robot, and it didn't even attach itself to my kidney or anything. So it was just 5% took the piece out. But the problem is they cut through my ab muscles to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So my stomach's been fucked for a while.
Yeah.
Other than that, I got a clean bill of health. I have to go back, you know, for like the first year after that, you have to keep going back for shit. But
and then it like slowly... goes more and more until you have to go back, right? Like, you have to go, like, what, every 3 months now, and then next year it's, like, 6 months?
I think it's 4 months they want to do a checkup with an ultrasound or some shit, just make sure nothing else is hanging out in there.
But nice.
So far, so good.
Nice. Well, good for you, man.
Yeah.
That's very good to hear. That is awesome.
Woo! Cancer-free!
Hell yeah.
Yeet, yeet.
We think so, anyway.
Yeah.
But
or one hopes so.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
99.9% sure, but...
It's like hand sanitizer. You can never be so sure, but that thing kills everything. So,
I go through. I hope so because I fucking touch people's phones at work, and then immediately after I'm like, especially with some of the fucking phones.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah.
You ever like wipe the screen and it's like it's not slick, but it's like gritty.
Yeah.
And you're like, why is my finger stuck?
Yeah.
Ew.
Like, is this a piece of glass? What the fuck is...
Yeah, that's working on people's shit back in the day, like all their consoles and everything. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ugh. I'm going
to
throw
Eddie, you got to play my favorite game. When you work on consoles.
Okay.
You know what the favorite game is?
What's that?
Chocolate or poop.
Oh. Ew.
Yeah.
It wasn't chocolate an alarming number of times.
Oh,
right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Like on phones or on
like pictures
laptops
or
stuff?
Like or the actual if there's something on it is a chocolate. I got you.
People would trade in like controllers and shit to me, and I'm like, I'm gonna pretend that's chocolate.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be controllers or, and sh- like it's like controllers with shit they traded into you.
Both. Actually.
Yeah. I'd like more money because this is one of a kind. It's comes out of cart.
They do say that they find a hell of a lot of human feces on cell phones nowadays.
Well, yeah, because you're on it in the bathroom.
When you're shitting.
And it's fucking flying everywhere. Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah.
That's why I don't like those fucking like McDonald's and Taco Bell like screens.
Oh.
I'm like, I want to talk to a real person. They're like, there's that screen back there. And I'm like, yeah, but it's full of shit. Like, I want to talk to you. I don't want to touch that shit. It's
so
gross.
Am I the only one that thinks that they should have fucking shelves now? We're in 2024 for your fucking phone in a stall.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Oh, yeah. There is none. You, like, sometimes you'll get the fucking toilet paper roller that's level enough for you to set your phone on when you got to wipe your ass and shit. Some of them you do it and it's like
But like ducking down and trying to get it in your pocket while the pants are folded. You know?
Yeah. And it, like, you end up dropping it on the floor anyway. You're like, cool, now it's just covered full of piss and shit.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, let there be a fucking shelf. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm going to invent
that's,
it.
I have a shelf toilet paper holder in my in my bathroom.
So do mom and dad.
At home. And it has a little cubby in it. You can put like wet wipes or lotion or whatever you want in there. You just...
Okay.
I heard the lotion comment. I was like, what the fuck? Is that real?
No.
It'd be nice if you could get a hands-free lotion dispenser.
Yeah, right.
You gotta put the porn down, like
just stick your dick under it.
Are you kidding me? A little fucking it like plugs into the wall. Dude, the amount of power you'll never have to worry about the battery dying. Oh shit. Holy shit. You invent the shelf, I'll invent the automatic sucker.
They have those already.
Yeah.
It links up with pornos that you watch on some of them.
Yeah.
What? It's called the Demon Twink.
But could you imagine having one on a toilet? Like, you could have a bidet and
pull it around.
And it'd be like...
And it links to the bidet
sucking
so
and one
it's blowing, self-cleaning. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine getting hit with a bidet while you're doing that at the same
That's
time.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
Spray
saying.
Spray the bidet when you come. Just be like,
oh shit. Yeah. Yeah. You don't know what has the higher pressure. The
I'm telling my secret.
Dude, I'm telling you. Holy fuck. We might be onto something. And then when that's happening, you can have your fucking phone on the shelf.
On the shelf. Yeah.
Because you got to drive. You got to be hands-free so you can go, oh shit. Hallelujah.
I didn't know it was a religious experience so much now, but all right.
Have you? You've never had a religious orgasm?
It's been a really long time.
Jesus, bring me to Jesus, like one of those. You ever open up a box and it's just like, oh, with the light and everything like that? That's what it's like. That's what it's like. Tell you.
Okay.
The last one I had like that, I almost passed out.
So
You ever come so hard you lose your hearing for that hot minute? You just like come so hard, and you're just like
it's like.
Okay, there we go. Okay, we're back.
Start chucking up gang signs to try to figure out ASL.
Can you hear me?
You're like, what? And she's like, I said, can you give me a towel? No, sorry, bitch, I didn't hear you for a second. I have had to like hit.
No,
the,
I haven't. Sorry.
I have had to hit like the wall lean where you're like,
let's lower our heart rate. Lower our heart rate.
Dude, it's for real. It's gotten bad for a second. It's gotten bad. I've never lost my hearing. I've never been that close to the grave, but goddamn. Yep, I've had to slow down the breathing.
Okay, never mind. This thing's fucking glitching out. It's been sitting at 2 minutes 30 seconds for 20 minutes.
I have had to. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I have had to
producer mode. Sorry.
Get rid of a Charlie horse in the middle of it, though.
Yeah.
Where you're just hitting your leg. You're like, don't, you know?
I had that.
Yeah. Because you don't want to, like, ruin
it. I didn't hit my leg. I just changed my leg position.
Yeah.
I just kept going.
Yeah.
Went from, like, being on both knees to be like, oh, fuck. To the stretch the one leg out. Yep. So you're, like, posing. Like, okay, we're still good. We're all right. We're hitting from the side now. We're hitting from the side with
you're
the
like,
pose.
You're like Australian breakdancing at that point.
Yeah. Also, just start spinning upside down for no reason. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Hold on.
At the end of it, she's like bronze.
You get no points, sir.
I can't picture that lady. Every time I picture her, all I can picture is the Zoidberg. It's just like the whoop, 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 whoop. Every time.
Oh, holy cow.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing good. Sorry to go on an orgasm bidet cock sucking trip right there, but let's move on to Eric. How you been, man?
I've been all right.
I can tell you've been thinking a lot about the bathroom toilet shitter.
Been working. Was a lonely few weeks without fucking my Discord friend here. Because he was laid up in bed, and that's usually what we do. Like most days of the week, is chill on fucking Discord and watch shit. And
yeah,
so then it made me had to sit at home and think about my real life problems and not be distracted with something. So it was great.
I got better as soon as I could. Okay,
why couldn't you Discord on your phone and just, or were you just sleeping the whole time?
Because we walk, because we like share screen and watch it all the time.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, it was just like, ow. Ow.
Ow. Then he'd be like, I just took my Tramadol. I got 30 minutes. And I'd be like texting and just all of a sudden get random letters and then just nothing. And then he'd be like, I don't remember that conversation.
I tried. The effort was there. That's
in
all
the hospital, they gave me a Percocet and I've never had Percocet before.
Holy shit.
And I was just like, this is great. I'm going to go for a fucking walk. What are you going to do? And then you got done with it, and you're like, oh, everything sucks again really bad.
Give me another one. Give me another one. Give me a lot. I want to go to a festival.
I
want to go to a festival.
Being as straight edge as I am, that shit fucks you up, though.
Yeah.
When you get off of that shit. Eric had to describe to me, I'm like, what is happening? I feel like shit all the time, and I'm sweating everywhere. And like,
he went through like mild ass withdrawals. Like a fucking people on heroin would go through. Yeah. He's like, dude, I'm just like sweating all the time and I'm cold and I'm hot. And I'm like, you're going through withdrawals there, bud.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I'm like, you never take shit.
Yeah.
You don't ever drink, never nothing. And they fucking put you on like the highest fucking pain pill ever. Yeah. And now they're weaning you off and your body's like, can I have some more, sir? Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Your response when he's like, when he's like, I'm sweating, I'm cold outside, he'd be like, take another one. Just, you need it.
No, because that shit fucks you up. Like, I was just sitting there and all of a sudden I'm like, man, the room's fuzzy. Neat. I did watch every episode of Bob's Burgers, though.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. That's funny.
And now I know them by heart, almost most of them. So really? It's pretty great. Yeah,
nice.
I went to a deathmatch show.
You did?
Oh shit!
Yeah, that was fun. So
what? Where?
And you went and saw
in Livonia?
Really?
Well, Fozzy was last night. It was in Livonia at an Elks
Lodge. Waka waka.
And it's a company called Horror Slam.
Okay.
And it was me and Mark and Fancy Matt and Mark's friend Joe. And we talked about it in the last episode before his surgery and shit. But there was a whole lot of fucking glass everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, because they're busting each other with these fucking light bulb tubes and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's in, like, a not huge, maybe double your basement.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And, I mean, it's a fucking Elks Lodge.
Yeah.
And, like, after the second match, I'm like, can y'all taste this shit? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, damn. I really hope I get cancer and lose 50 pounds from like Rick did off of this shit. Didn't happen.
Wow, what kind of diet are you on, Mercury?
Yeah. I just fucking hoarding that shit off the ring. Fucking come on, baby. But yeah, it was a good time. They had this fucking disgusting ass fucking drink there. That it was watermelon. Like a spicy watermelon drink, watermelon and chili. So you fucking drank it, and it was like watermelon and then heartburn. What the fuck? And it was like a fucking, like a knockoff, like seltzer. Uh-huh. I don't remember what the fucking name of it was because people were blasting through fucking White Claws there. And they also had a wedding going on the other side. So there was like people waiting in line for food for like ever because the people that were supposed to be making the food were also fucking working the wedding on the other side.
Oh shit.
And I saw one of the workers outside. She's just cussing to herself, smoking a cigarette when I went outside to go get air. And like people came out because between matches, there's like a 10-15 minute break because they have to clean up all this fucking glass and everything and shit. And she's like, is it over? Is it finally over? Like, nah, this is just a break. And she's like, motherfucking god. And just fucking goes walking back inside and shit. And the wrestlers were outside doing fucking dabs in between matches. And I'm like, what up, y'all? I'm like, can I hit that? They're like, get in here, man. I'm like, oh, shit. All right. Fucking ripped it down. But yeah, it was fun. I think that was, besides going to see Fozzy last night, I think that was the only other exciting shit that I've really done.
And like, Terrifier. We got
Oh, yeah. We went and saw How was your Terrifier? Did you only watch the first one? Or the
I've only seen the first one so far.
You didn't watch the second one
I
yet?
I haven't had a chance.
How was your thoughts on that first one there?
It was funny. It was cool. I liked it. It was a little fucked up at a few points where I was just like, I don't know, thank you. But I liked it. I thought it was. I like Art the Clown's. It's pretty clever.
Yeah, I feel like it's been out long enough to give like we can mention because I started watching it for the first time with the child.
Oh shit!
Until I got to the point where Homegirl was hanging upside down, he started fucking hacking her in half, and she was naked, and I'm like. Should probably turn this off now. Yeah. And it wasn't even for the gore. It was just because she was there with her tits. And I'm like, he's fucking 15. Just like, and I'm like, yeah, let's turn this motherfucker off. But when we went to go see Terrifier 3, five people walked out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was funny. We entertained the fuck out of the people sitting behind us because we kept making fucking jokes. Because there was one lady that looked like the fucking pigeon lady from Home Alone. And Rick goes, oh shit, it's the lady from Home Alone. The pigeon lady from Home Alone. And you just hear everybody go, what the fuck? Is that
happening? That's awesome.
That would have been a cool experience. That's like when my buddy Big Gay Chris and I, we went to Saw 3. I think
3D.
I think it was Saw 3, 2 or 3, and it was at the Saginaw 8 before when it used to be the Quad 4 and Saginaw 8, and the whole movie theater moved and yelled and commented as one entity. It was fucking wild. It was a blast.
Yeah, it's the Imagine now. Something.
Yeah, Imagine.
And yeah, I spent fucking $11 for a 30-ounce Coors Light.
Oh shit!
That was the only thing I fucking bought while we were there. But yeah, it was a good time. The girl in front of us was struggle busting the whole time. She had her fucking coat. Every time something bad would happen, she'd fucking pull it up in her face and shit.
See, I'm glad you can people watch like that because I was just like watching.
It's my
movie
fucking ADHD. I'm like watching, but I'm also fucking watching everything else. The fucking that's going on and people and shit.
Yeah.
Another buddy of mine went that I used to work with. And unfortunately, during one fucking gnarly ass scene, Rick had to go piss. And, like, because of the surgery, when he's got to go, he's got to fucking go.
Yeah.
So, like, in the middle, spoiler alert, this dude gets a chainsaw shoved up his ass.
Oh.
that one I miss, you know?
And, and Rick's fucking walking out, and he's like, yo, did he leave? I'm like, he had a piss. It told him. And he's like, oh, damn, that sucks. But, it's a good movie. You have to watch a second. They all coincide with each other.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have to watch a second one before you see the third one.
We should watch All Hallows Eve with him. Because that's the first one.
Yeah. It's all going to be a mix.
Yeah.
The All Hallows Eve is like, it's four short films in one movie. Basically, the movie is this kid puts in a VHS tape and it has like four short films.
Oh, okay.
One of them has like the OG Art the Clown, but one of them is the other movie is a reference to something that happens at the end of Terrifier 3 to continue into the next, because they're going to end up doing probably like two more.
Nice.
But yeah, so then all this shit fucking runs together in a long-ass fucking crazy storyline.
Hell yeah.
And then Ice Nine Kills dropped us. Do you know Ice Nine Kills?
Mm-mm.
They're a metal band. All their songs are based off of horror movies.
Okay.
They dropped a new one for Terrifier 3, which is bloody as fuck. So that isn't any spoils. I'll probably show you guys afterwards.
Nice.
Where there's a literal wall of death. That they do. You know what a wall of death is, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's a literal fucking wall of death that's fucking gnarly as shit. People get chopped up and stuff. So.
I don't think I've ever watched any of this, so I just want to make sure I'm thinking of the right. Yeah, okay. All right. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I know, I need to.
Mm-hmm. Dango, bing, 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 boom, 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 kill.
Yeah, this guy is fucking wild. Yep.
That was my boom power.
Art the Clown is creepy as fuck.
Huh?
Isn't dude that did Boomhauer dead? I know the guy.
Oh, I don't know.
Dale Gribble's dead.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh. I love that show.
See,
man.
I've only seen like short little videos with Art the Clown in it, but I've never seen any of the movies. He's creepy. They're good. Though.
Yeah. The first one was good.
It would be a trip to watch that with Spencer.
Yeah, we should do that.
Because all the weird shit, like just the normal not so scary shit that we watch, and he gets that like.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna be at the house that I am much longer. So you guys got to come over for more movie night. We'll just binge watch all the Terrifiers.
Where are you going?
No.
Are you moving out of town?
No,
out of state.
No,
no. Oh. He just
out of country.
He's got a whole fucking thing going on with his shitty shitballs.
Yeah. So. Oh, gotcha. You're gonna move out of the country? If you're going to Canada, take me.
Yeah, we're going to Iceland, baby. Land of green.
Why not both?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh?
Reykjavik.
Canada and
we start,
Iceland?
We start in Canada to get, like, you know.
Our, the money?
Yeah. And then we go to Iceland.
Oh, that's smart. Because they pay good money for in Canada.
I'd rather go to Ireland.
No.
What do you mean no?
Why, you think they have clean air?
No, just because I like...
They have clean air?
They don't. Well, no, I had a... I had someone come up to me and they were just like, oh, I loved going there. The air was so clean. So I was like, bad bitch. So I looked it up. And we actually, the United States of America as an entity has cleaner air than Ireland.
Oh. Oh, well.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that fucking wild?
Yeah.
We actually have really clean air here.
Do you need a napkin?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
Christ, he just sneezed. He didn't have a fucking schnoz fest. He's fine.
What's a schnoz fest?
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
You just wash other people's noses?
Yeah.
That gives a nose job a new meaning there, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
Yeah. <What's> that? Hey.
That should be called a blowy.
Speaking of spooky season, what are you guys' Halloween or fall traditions?
Yours is all baking.
Fuck them
it really
kids.
Is. Yeah. Honest to God, I do a lot of baking this time of year. There's 2 years in a row that I haven't carved pumpkins, and I've had two shitty years in a row. So I'm like, no, we're carving pumpkins again this year.
Oh,
so
good.
That's gonna be a thing.
Nice.
I do a lot of decorating. I've got a lot of shit in my house. I don't know if I think I showed you the pictures. I bought the Scream LED thing that I put in my.
So are you a spooky decorator or an adorable decorator?
Yes.
Well. Here's the deal. There's a big difference. Like, you could try to be like scary, spooky in the house, or you can be like cute and folly. You know what I mean?
It's not cute and folly, but it's like it's more on the like nothing's bleeding in my living room.
Yeah, nothing's like scary. You're just like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, my old boss from Best Buy, Grandy. This time, actually, probably not. If you walk into his house, there will be at least three zombie babies. Like. Mounted on the wall, it's coming creepy. Out of the wall with blood streaked down, and like,
why would you do crazy, that to your walls?
Yeah, he's a huge horror fan. He's met
that's
Robert
cool and all until you walk around at night and forget about it for a hot fucking second.
There's just a baby on your wall
because there's even some shit that I used to have in my house that I'm like, that's gotta fucking go.
Yep.
I had this like Eric, you should remember when it was way, 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 way long ago.
Okay.
I had this thing that looked like a dog that was like neon or some shit that was busting through the wall.
Oh, yeah.
I took that down because it scared the living piss out of me at 3 a.m. No. But that's, silly shit like that. I've got, I got the Nightmare Before Christmas, like the three kids.
Yeah. Yep.
I finally bought those masks this year and I hung them up on the wall.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I do like the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, I love Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm. I was listening to the Nightmare Revisited album the other day at work.
Bangers.
Yeah.
They are.
So
they
good.
Are. Yep.
See, like right now I'm writing my one shot. So after Halloween, I do one D&D one shot, but I don't think I'm going to do D&D this year. Like, they're not going to listen to the show, but if they are, they're going to get spoils. I'm going to write, each one of them plays a different witch and they have to go through trials to survive.
I thought
that would be neat.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I thought so too. He died. What happened?
No. He's running out of nicotine.
No, my...
We're going to be plugged, on for a shit show here soon.
I know. I plugged my battery in.
Jesus Christ.
And it... See?
The mechanism.
It came slightly unplugged, and so it wasn't actually charging the battery. And so when that one died, I went to switch it and was like, oh, no, they're both dead.
Just give it a minute.
Can you say mechanism again?
Mechanism?
Mechastrizanism?
Nailed
it.
Well, the only tradition I really have is we go to Johnson. Oh, Jesus.
It's so strong. That's the spicy meatball. Vomit in the nose.
We go to Johnson's every year. You got to get the fucking donuts.
Do you get a big one? You get a big one?
A big what?
Johnson.
Yeah. Came in with one, bud.
It's a Johnson.
But yeah, you got to get the donuts. I got their fucking mac and cheese parfait they had there.
What?
It's like pulled pork, or it's mac and cheese, pulled pork, mac and cheese, pulled pork, in like a fucking parfait, cup thing. It was pretty good.
I'm about to be going to Johnson's tomorrow.
Grab me up a chili dog. Kid grabbed
a cheated dough.
Fucking soft taco, Jesus Christ. Soft pretzel, which was actually the first one I've had
in
a hot minute.
Can't confirm, because I had one a couple weeks later, and it was still good. So that was the first.
Yeah.
Soft pretzel, that was good.
Damn.
And then we always go fucking trick-or-treating with Mark and Reed. They've gone since fucking Reed's been, like, 1 year old. So it's, like, an every year fucking thing.
Tradition,
this year, the child was like, yeah, I'm not trick-or-treating this year. I'm too old. I'm like, bro. I'm like, this. Like,
no, we got to go get that candy.
You got, like, at least until 10th grade. Like, 10th grade is where I stopped
trick-or-treating.
And I'm like, he's like, no, I'll still go and walk with him. I'm just not going to go up to the door. Like, he was still going to go and be a fucking, you know, a friend and shit and whatever. But until now, last week, he changed his mind. So now he's going.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm like, fuck yes.
What is it going to be?
Heath Ledger Joker.
Nice.
Nice.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I respect the fuck out of that.
I just saw the Dwight picture of that the other day. Came across.
Oh, yeah.
Feed. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But yeah, speaking of decorations, there's a house around the corner from me that has those fucking like skeleton people in their front yard.
Yeah.
And they totally put two of them fucking doggy style.
Awesome.
And like, and the thing is, like, it wasn't a kid that did it, because if it was a kid, it'd just be the general ones on all fours, the other ones behind them. The one on all fours was stretched out in front like you're supposed to be proper-wise if you're a female to fucking take that shit. Somebody knew what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. The skeleton was arching fucking its back.
Drove past that, and my kid didn't even laugh. He just goes, why would anybody do that? There's kids around here. They were like that for like a week and a half. Now they're in like a cage with like some other ones.
They changed it up.
But fucking, those things are expensive, especially when you get them 20-foot motherfuckers that people have. Those are like $500 and shit.
Yeah.
There's one out by my work, like on these country back roads. So barely anybody goes by, but they have one of the huge, like two of the huge boys, and they use them all year round. Like during Christmas, they'll be like hanging up lights.
Hell yeah.
There's one on Kosciuszko that has that.
Yeah. So for $500, I'm going to use it all year.
Exactly. Right? Like, so at least these people spend a grand to like, you know, always do something with their house.
Put a pilgrim hat on it, put fucking bunny ears on that bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a skeleton family on my front porch. So.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hype.
And you added the man bat.
Oh, Bruce,
use his name. Be respectful.
There's Bonesy, Bruce, and I think Bruno was the name of the dog.
I have a friend named Bonesy. Love that motherfucker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that his real name, or is there a reason why it's Bonesy?
Oh, there's a reason why. Oh. Got skin and bones.
That does not sound like his government name there.
No.
It's not his Christian name. Nope. You'd be surprised.
It's just Caleb.
Yeah. Do you have any fall or Halloween traditions?
Oh, no. But since we got this trailer, we went camping and did the whole trick or treat in the state park type deal.
It's crazy they did that shit so fucking early.
Yeah. I bought 460 pieces and I was out in an hour. And I continued to stay out there because I was hammered. I continued to stay out there. Good. And everyone that came up, they were like, hi, trick or treat. And I was like, I have nothing for you, but I like your costume. And I still had like a bucket.
You're like, you want a beer?
There was 100% candy in there. But like, my father-in-law came up to me at one point when it was like getting really low, and he goes, listen, I see that there's mostly milk duds. He goes, you pass another fucking piece of candy out, I'm going to kill you. I said, you're right. We're just going to eat these. So we just fucking started knocking them down while we were telling kids we liked them. We were like, wow, I don't have another piece of candy. Hold on, I can't get this open. I have another. You know what I mean?
Not a huge milk dud fan.
No?
Yeah.
Same. Oh, not milk duds, I tell you.
They get stuck in my fucking teeth.
They get stuck in your teeth, but that's the joy of it.
Just like dots. Like,
Jujubes.
Yeah,
those fuckers suck.
And and like Swedish fish and shit. That shit gets just fucking.
Butterfingers are worth getting stuck in.
Crazy.
Butterfingers
thing.
Now, like the new whatever they did to them, it's like immediately just stuck in every crevice of your teeth.
Yep. Yeah. The craziest thing about Swedish fish is they're soft, right? But if you whip them at the floor, they shatter.
What?
You don't know that?
No.
It's crazier that they're not Swedish, but whatever.
Next time, I see you.
If I go home and I just start whipping Swedish fish
at the ground, they will shatter. No.
He's just going to be sitting at home laughing knowing I'm doing this. It's like, God, why is it working?
No, I swear to fucking God. If it doesn't shatter, you got to put more juice behind it. This is what you got to do. Grab, fucking buy yourself
put
a bag
more
of
what behind it?
More juice, baby.
That's not what I heard, bro.
Juice.
And then you'll throw the extra added weight.
Yeah, once you throw it, it's just poof, ashes.
Pick out the gold teeth and the rings.
Yikes.
No, but for real, you take a Swedish fish.
Your German listener just went, yeah!
You take a Swedish fish and you fucking whip it at the floor as hard as you can. It will shatter, I swear to God. We're going to look up a video after this. I'll fucking prove it to you.
I think you're full of shit.
But I swear to God, I am not.
I feel like you're just going to be sitting at home just like, those fucking retards. They're sitting at home and I'm just like, no, he said it would.
It would.
We're just wasting $1.56.
There's like 15 Swedish fish on the ground. You're like,
yeah. Mine are Juden, Freund, and Schultigensee.
Yeah, Polish dogs.
Sure.
I don't know what's going on either.
Yeah. My cat would definitely eat the Swedish fish if I left it down there.
Oh, yeah.
Swedish fish are good, dude.
So I found a new use for the cat, though. Like, if you drop some shit on the floor and you can't find it, and it's something that they're not supposed to have, you just wait. You just take a step back, and then 5 seconds later, like, I dropped a pill on the floor. I'm like, motherfucker, if he eats this thing, he's going to die. So I took a step back, and then I just waited. And then 5 seconds later, he's just like, looking at something on the floor. I'm like, you found it, grabbed it, threw it away.
That's awesome.
Holy fuck. It's about that time.
Oh, shit. It's 42 minutes in, huh?
Beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
hell yeah. Beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, this week is a very special week. Christmas came fucking early. It is my absolute favorite beer in the world. Hop Slam.
Hop Slam?
Yes. Hoopa Normally Slama. It comes in January, but it came out when I saw on Ideal's Facebook that they had Hop Slam. I immediately went and grabbed a couple six-packs. They nice. Were down to 10 six-packs.
Wow.
And they had like...
Is it like hella cheap?
No.
Hop Slam is
$20 a six-pack.
Why? Okay.
I like the why.
Yeah. Because it's rare and it's beautiful and it's strong and it's wonderful. Here's, it is.
So am I. Nobody fucking pays $20 for me. I just have to touch myself for free.
I gave you a sip.
Damn. He didn't get it.
Here's the thing about Hop Slam. It's kind of like feet and vaginas. They're good for some people, but not for me, all right?
Hey. I love that.
Hop Slam is from Bell's Brewery in Comstock, Michigan.
Comstock.
It is 10% ABV.
Dang.
With 65 IBU.
Dang.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It'd be funnier if it was Comstock.
Wouldn't it? I'm sitting out on this one, but I know that's a good beer. It's 5 out of 5, but I can't because I've been staying away from beer until Christmas. Yay.
Oh, it's so good.
No.
The face Eric just made.
Correct. I've had it before, and I will never put myself through that again.
This is an absolute 5 out of 5 for me.
5 out of 5 for me, too.
Yeah. Thanks to Ideal. I got to go back. They have a bunch of Hop Slam swag for us.
Oh.
Actually, she was like...
What the fuck? Awesome.
Yeah, well, yeah. For us. For the show. She was like, hey, for the show, come on back this week. And she's like, I totally forgot the box at the other store. I got a whole bunch of shit for you guys. And I was like, hell yeah. So...
Nice.
Thanks to Ideal Party Store on Johnson and Salzburg, where all the fancy beers are found.
I'm drinking Captain Morgan Private.
They are.
Shot.
Oh, good.
Can I have another cookie?
Yeah.
I thought they couldn't because they were owned by cookie. Fucking the gas station.
That's what they're here for.
Thank you. They're good, and I want another one.
They're friends of the show.
Yeah, they're friends of the show.
Friends of the show.
I don't want to get anybody
that
in
beer
trouble.
Was fucking disgusting.
It's so good.
No.
So good. But after...
It tasted like going down on the bench
Eric.
After she fucking left the gym.
Oh, my God.
After beer of the week, we have beer trivia.
Beer trivia.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Basement Bar Beers and Battle bring to you beer trivia.
These cookies are good, though.
Yeah. Beer trivia. Okay. What is the oldest operating brewing company in the United States?
Anheuser-Busch, yeah.
Established in 1829.
Sam Adams.
No.
Wait, can this be multiple choice? That's tough. Never mind.
What is my anus?
No.
Stroh's? No, it's not Stroh's. Yingling.
Yingling. Yingling is
Let's
the
fucking
oldest.
Go, boy. That boat pulled it out of my asshole.
DG Yingling and Son is the oldest operating brewing company established in 1829 in Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
See, once you said 1829, I was like, easy.
Doesn't Yingling sound like something that could be racist, but isn't?
I feel like it is racist, but
I think
it?
It's. Right? I think it's only if you say it a certain way.
Oh, Yingling.
Thank you for
Yingling. I'm hungry. Let's go to the Yingling and pick up something.
That'd be a fire restaurant name. Chinese place called Yingling.
Are you calling me?
Yo, let's hit up Yinglings, bro.
Yeah. Have you ever had
I love their dumplings.
Yeah. I was about to say their crab meat and cheese go nuts.
Dude, I'd fight somebody for some crab meat cheese in like the next 25 minutes.
I'm telling you.
You know what's bad is that the regular Chinese restaurants have ruined me for fancy Chinese restaurants because I got, I don't know where the fuck we were, but I got a crab. I was like, oh, crab meat. Let me get crab meat. And it was like a roll, like a deep fried roll with actual crab in it and around it.
You didn't say the cheese part. It's got to be crab meat and cheese.
But that's what you're thinking. Where you're like, oh, crab cheese. Like, that's what it is. Yeah. But this was like an actual... like real crab in a deep fried ball thing. Huh. Yeah. Weird.
What the fuck is that? That's not.
Yeah.
That's just a roll.
Yeah.
It's like a dinner roll, but with like crab in it, I guess.
Yeah. And cheese. Yeah. But it was way more crab. It was chunky. It tasted great.
Manor House is the best.
It was not.
Cheese.
I was
You're
not,
correct.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Manor House is great.
So why am I figuring that's something that you get from like, oh God, what? Red Lobster. What you just discussed was
like a butter bay biscuit with crab in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what it was. Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't like anything you just said.
I'm going to put you onto something, though. I was in a bar in Detroit, I'd say like 8 months ago, and I had mozzarella sticks, but instead of just being like fried cheese, they put it in a wonton.
Oh.
Fried it. It was so fucking
interesting.
Good.
That's wild.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. The ones at Harvey's. I don't know if they still haven't been there in years, but they used to have the like real cheese that they would just roll in crumbs and deep fry.
Yeah.
That was good shit.
Beef O'Brady's has that. They have mozzarella planks.
Not a stick, a plank.
Yeah. Literally a plank of cheese that's just fried. Oh,
here's,
it's so good.
Here's your mozzarella brick.
Yeah. And then diarrhea afterwards.
Not even a bit, dude. Plugged you up.
Oh, mm-hmm. With me.
I wish.
Although this fucking. These like stomach pills that I've been taking. I'm like, I've had ice cream and not shit. I was fucking pumped. I'm like, it was a fluke. So I had another bowl of ice cream and it didn't happen. I'm like, well, goddamn. All right.
That's like, do you have some issues with dairy?
We've had this discussion before.
We have, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's like, I've been smashing chicken for all week, man. I've been trying everything. I went to KFC, went to Popeyes.
Just
getting
your body used to it. Like, you will not kill me, chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. The new
could you imagine? Could you imagine that? McNuggets can take you out. What a poor bitch.
Yeah, if that's what really I had for dinner chicken. Tonight.
Have you had that Big Mac? Oh, that chicken.
I
Mac
haven't,
Mac?
But I want it so fucking
it's
bad.
Not, I was not impressed.
Really?
It's okay.
I don't.
I went to the. Well,
I'm hearing so many different things. I'm hearing.
Unfortunately,
good,
the McDonald's
good.
Here in Essexville is fucking trash.
Mm.
And that's where I got it from. So like,
go to the ghetto.
The
Mac.
Patties
so
itself
better.
Aren't like a McChicken. They're cooked like big ass chicken nuggets, so they're like
fried
instead of the actual like a McChicken would be.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that shit was so fucking overcooked that like I couldn't go to bite through it. So when I went to go bite it, everything just shot out the ass end.
Oh,
and I'm like no, trying to fucking save it, and like it was just it was not good. I literally had to take it apart in order to eat it because I couldn't fucking bite through it and shit. What I would suggest is just ordering a Big Mac and just replacing the meat patties with fucking McChicken patties. You can do that other thing.
I like the McChicken patties more than like the crispy chicken that they have.
It actually has seasoning on them.
Yeah.
They missed an opportunity, though, because they did all one thing, but I think you should be able to do take one of those patties out and make that one beef and one chicken, and I think that would be the ultimate Big Mac.
Ooh.
Well, it's like that one thing at Arby's where they put like mozz sticks and then like a beef and cheddar and then like onion rings all on one.
I think you're thinking of Rallies. Rallies does that shit.
Arby's is the meat mountain.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Where like onion rings.
They don't put the mozzarella sticks. It's just all their fucking meat.
Oh, I thought they did. I thought there were like Rallies mozz sticks and onion rings on it and everything. Oh, I want something like that.
Spencer, I think you're just talking about being high.
Yeah, obviously. When I was high, I used to make bowls of cereal with Oreos and milk. Like, I was a fucking G.
Yeah, you just got to crush them bitches up.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Someone was like, oh, do you want a glass of milk with your Oreos? I'm like, nah, bitch. Dumped them in a bowl and fucking poured milk in it. I was like, I'm good.
Claire Houghton and I would come home from the bar, trashed, and take an entire box of Reese's Puffs and put it in a pot, and then like a whole half gallon of milk, and then just eat that whole fucking thing.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
Dude. You should do it with cereal. If you're not going to crush a box of cereal on one sitting, then you're not
eating
fucking
doing?
Cereal.
What are you doing with
your life? No. And you have to use a mixing bowl or an empty,
100%.
Or an empty fucking Betty Crocker plastic fucking yeah. container that your parents saved to use for Tupperware,
yep.
which it's actually just supposed to be trash.
Yeah. yeah. yep. 100%. Yep.
All your Thanksgiving leftovers are going to be in an old Cool Whip container.
Yep, for sure. Guaranteed.
100%.
You'd be like, there's like 14 Cool Whip containers and three big ass things of butter, and you're picking up each lid trying to figure out what the
yeah,
fuck
you're
this
like,
one is.
You're like, oh shit. that's the turkey.
Where the
okay.
fuck is the chili? Okay, yeah. there we go. There we go. We found it. We found it.
you guys rock with some fucking chili on Thanksgiving?
I was about to say, you had chili?
No, just that's. Oh. Was, I mean, use that shit for fucking leftovers.
Know, but chili. I'm not gonna lie, dude. Chili on the Thanksgiving table, that'd be
that'd
nice.
Be cool.
That'd be nice.
I'd dig that. I nice. Know I'm gonna be able to eat turkey this year. My first Thanksgiving, I can't have turkey yet.
That's crazy. Well, at least there'll be more.
That's
fucking
what, that's when he's gonna have his coming to Jesus come moment. Oh God, a turkey!
And then a building explodes behind me.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, Eddie's been fine eating all this chicken, but the turkey's going to take him out.
Yeah, it's because it's different. Yeah. The tryptophan's going to hit his heart. Like, fuck you, nigga, ha-ha.
Come in with a flying elbow on him, dumbass.
God's like, you get one.
Hey, yeah.
You can't have all the birds. You get
yeah.
one.
Yeah, you get one.
Yeah, he didn't see it. There was the concerned look. As soon as he said, I haven't eaten chicken, I gave him the...
Or somebody's
did
gonna
you not listen to our show?
Not yet.
Oh, so I switched allergy medication.
Oh,
and
okay.
Now, and this is the first time I've ever been able to eat chicken. And it's not killing
yeah.
me. It doesn't
it's
even hurt.
It's just all been a lie.
Yeah.
He, gave up. He gave up on the gimmick. Yeah. Now I'm tired of this no chicken life.
In 2009, he went to a friend's house, and the mom was like, I'll make a chicken. And he knows that she cooks like shit. Yeah. He was like, I actually am deathly allergic.
I'll die. I can't have it. And he just had to keep up with it.
For 13 fucking years.
Just sneaking McNuggets at night so nobody sees them. Just like, I miss your chicken.
He was prepping with those, you know, pocket cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
You know?
I forgot yep. about the pocket cheeseburgers.
Yeah. yeah.
Fucking keeping pocket nugs technically yeah. probably what they were.
Oh yeah, shout out to Phil. It was his birthday last week.
Oh, nice.
He was with me with the pocket cheeseburgers.
Oh.
Shout out to fucking Napoleon Dynamite for the fucking pocket tots. Give me the idea for the pocket nugs, dude.
I was worried that he named the pocket cheeseburgers Phil. Oh.
Shout out to Phil.
I got Phil 1. I got Phil 2. Motherfucker, I got all the Phils you need.
Yeah. I'm about to
Felipe's
fill you
back
up.
Here. Shit.
About to fill you up.
I got the fries that'll crush your eyes. I got the shakes that'll make you quake. I got the burgers that, well, I just got burgers. Cheeseburger Eddie.
Yep.
Okay.
Longest, from the longest yard.
Come on now.
Terry Crews. Baby back, bitch.
It's
baby.
Been a long time since I've seen that.
Oh, Longest Yard is a great one.
Yeah, Cheeseburger Eddie.
Yep. Can of corn.
Listen, all can I do corn, is I'll watch weird shit that's on, like, Max. Now we watch this Most Haunted Places in America thing. Where do you know, you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So Retta goes around to actual physically haunted or just, like, fucked up houses and try to find the most scariest one.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy. They're not, like, it's not like ghost hunting. It's like she just gets a tour of their fucking creepy-ass house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like... One person had a fucking well in their kitchen. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That yep. goes down into the actual well, mm-hmm. but they're surrounded by a fucking cemetery. So the well water that's runs crazy. Through the fucking underground, which means they're running through the fucking bodies.
Bodies.
So they can't fucking use that water. And there was one where this dude's fucking, it literally, the house looked like the fucking witch's house from Hansel and Gretel. Like
oh,
almost
really?
Dead ass. I'm like, this bitch is eating children here for fucking 150 years.
Right.
And like
got
the
big
inside,
old fucking grill.
Yeah, the insides like were like slightly tilted and all fucking weird and shit. So weird. It's like they're just creepy ass houses. Some of them have ghosts and they'll just tell the story. It's not like they're going into the fucking dark and doing investigations. That's Portals to Hell with Jack Osborne. We watched that one too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just like because Retta will see something fucked up and be like, no, thank you. I will be out here. Which would be me in that situation, probably. Actually, that would be Eric in that situation. I'd be like, let me see that shit. Yeah. All right, never mind.
I like it.
I'm a little bit more, I would go into the haunted place and I'd be like, all right, I went in. All right, I'm out.
Yeah. Otherwise, we just watch spooky videos of different people's compilations.
It's better to hide behind a screen. I don't want to be in it.
I have notes because I knew this was going to happen.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
We watch fucking Bizarre Bub is one dude.
Shout out.
Fucking Deaths, Depths of Despair is another one.
Is that the one? That sounds
no, that's
like...
Sir Spooks is the other one. He's like, welcome to another episode of Sir Spooks, top 10, whatever.
today we have 18 scary videos for you to watch.
Yeah, that's how he talks.
I love people like that. That was a great impression. I could just fucking see it, you know.
I should have looked at my notes because one of the other
if
things
you like
that,
this, please
that I've been doing is fucking having an unhealthy fucking obsession with collecting Yankee Candles. So
they're nice. I dude, I love
and it's
Yankee
all Rick's
candles.
Fault.
I just lit Rick's candle literally last night.
Would yeah, you still have it?
My candle.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No, we went to.
Frank. It's like barely living, but it's in the basement. We don't go down there very often.
We went to Frankenmuth to that one little shop area where
River Place. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, I want to go into Yankee Candle, see if they have their fall scents. I'm like, all right. And then I'm the one that left with the fucking candle. Mm-hmm. But then when you're in there, they're like, if you sign up, you can get 50% off the candle. I'm like, fuck yeah, okay. And and now they keep sending me coupons, and that's what's fucking me.
They're like, so you're like, I need to go to Yankee.
They're like, 60% off, blah, blah, blah. No, I can do this shit online. I don't even got to go. And then they'll be like, buy two, get two free. And so I'll hit somebody up and be like, yo, do you want a candle? And then we'll both just get one for free. We'll both get one free. And fucking, so yeah. So now I have like 10 fucking Yankee candles. I literally have a candle in every fucking room in my house.
Nice.
And like in the bathroom, fucking Rick goes in my bathroom, comes like, your bathroom smells magical. I'm like, yeah, it's the fucking witch's candle that I got going there and shit. It smells like fucking like patchouli.
Like
and
a witch's
fucking,
tit?
No, that would be chili.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
You think a witch's tit smells like chili?
No, because
no, it's cold. Because the term is cold as a witch's tit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I derailed.
I never heard that term.
Fine.
No?
No, that was it. That was all I was getting at.
See, I like the woodwick candles.
Oh, the crackle? Yeah.
The crack?
Yeah.
I've never heard of woodwick.
You got to go to woodwick candle.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's your next obsession.
Dude, it crackles when it burns.
That
oh,
sounds
so
terrible.
Good.
That sounds scary.
No,
I learned the difference, though, between the cheap-ass candles that you can get when they're on sale at Kroger and,
yeah.
like, Yankees.
Yeah.
Yankees, when they get low, they just go out.
Yep.
When the other ones are cheap, I was asleep because I sleep with a candle on. And I'm like, something smells like extra burny over my eyes. And the fucking flames just. Yeah. I'm like, whoa. I like jump up and fucking blow the fucker out because it's just burning off of whatever fucking shit is at the bottom of the fucking candle. I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm sticking with Yankee if I'm sleeping with this fucker.
Plus, Yankees last a lot longer than the other ones.
Yeah. But I'll burn that fucker. Like, I'll go to bed and light my fucking pumpkin scented candle. And fucking let that bitch burn the whole night while I'm sleeping. Oh. It'll be like my nightlight and shit.
Yeah.
Go fucking leave to go to the bathroom, come back and walk in and be like,
Yeah, I know, dude. It really does put you to bed, yo.
You can go to yankeecandle.com/BBBB.
Hold on, we ain't getting paid. Fucking, we ain't getting paid by them.
Whoa. Calm down. If anything, they're going to sponsor us. Watch out.
Yep.
You've got other things.
I still need you, though.
Go to whackpodcast.com/Yankee.
Let's get fucking Bath and Body Works. I'd rather have Bath and Body Works. They got some good shit.
Yeah,
good too.
I don't even remember the last time I was in one of those.
Oh fuck! I'll fuck a Bath and Body Works.
I used to
fuck with the water. What is it? Watermelon something? The fuck soap from that everyone used in the fucking 90s. Was it?
I don't remember, but I remember the scent.
Cucumber melon?
Like I even know.
Cucumber melon.
Oh, cucumber melon. Melon's still there. Fuck yeah!
I love it when you walk past like some of the people I work with. You walk past and you're like, oh fuck, they smell like Bath and Body Works.
Yeah,
love that.
Yeah,
shit.
I still fuck with Ocean by Bath and Body Works. Just the men's scent. Oh.
Is it all your cologne?
Well, I mean, they got hand sanitizer. They got shampoo. I use the soap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
I have pizza soap.
What's that?
I have pizza soap.
You got pizza soap?
Rick bought me Ninja Turtles soap that's like scented like pizza.
Pizza?
It's got oregano. It's like that. Is it made by Mans or whatever the fuck or the whatever?
Squatch.
Oh. Squatch makes it.
Oh,
and it was like a limited
so
edition.
Yeah.
Soaps are great. So you smell like pizza?
I smell like a Mexican pizza.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
But yeah, it has like oregano and shit in it. And it smells like
it has good
the fucking pizza scent. Yeah.
No, Dr. Squatch is my favorite. Pine tar is the best. Oh,
dude, that shit will fuck you up if you don't pay attention. I got a bar.
Oh, how scratchy it is?
Yeah,
I know.
I fucked up and fucking got a bar, and there was a big ass chunk of wood in there.
Yeah,
and I was like fucking washing up, and I didn't notice.
Yeah,
and I get out of the shower, and my fucking wife's like, "Yo, what the fuck happened to your chest?" And I look, I just got fucking big ass gash. Yeah. I'm like, "What the hell?" Like, oh, I was fighting bears in the shower. Yeah. That shit fucked me up.
Yep.
You gotta get him without the grit.
No, I love it. Scratch me up, baby. Yeah. Dude, fucking, you know what I picture when I'm getting scratched up by Dr. Squatch? Fucking Dr. Squatch's genie, Sydney Sweeney, baby.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know what that means.
Sydney Sweeney is the Dr. Squatch genie. Let me show you.
Let me okay. We'll show you after the show.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we should be out of it because it's like Sydney Sweeney, Dr. Scratch Sweeney.
Listen, my favorite one is like it's called Headless Rinse, and it doesn't have like all the grit in it, but it smells like pumpkin, and it's amazing.
Oh,
I love it to death.
Well, my problem is with that soap is like that soap is made for men that have body hair to have it lather up.
Yeah.
And I don't have chest hair.
Yeah, you showed us that. My chest be a little hairy.
Yeah, I don't have any chest hair, so I have to get that fucking lathered up on my head. So I would, like, fucking wash my head with it and then be like, okay, now it's lathered up and I can use it. Otherwise, it's just like...
You just got to get a loofah.
I have one, but it's dumb. It's weird.
I have one, but it's fucking stupid,
man. Bar soap with a loofah? Loofahs are for liquid soap only, I feel.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I'm squeezing that bar of soap between my ass cheeks. 100%. 100%.
God damn.
That's how you don't get acne.
You gotta squeeze it.
That's how you don't get acne.
That's what I'm saying. Squeaky, squeaky. Yeah.
We normally use Irish Spring. And then I bought a new bottle.
That just leaves me dry.
The other day. And I grabbed the wrong one.
Ooh.
It was different.
Ooh.
It's been the same for 10 years, and this one's different. I like this one better. It actually has like exfoliating little bits in it.
Oh, yeah.
And it smells a lot nicer. Stuff. I don't know what the hell one it was, but it's a different Irish Spring. It's really good.
Probably the exfoliating.
It's cheap.
Stuff.
It's like $2 for a big fuck bottle.
Right. Big fuck.
Yeah. So I switched over to that stuff, the Dr. Squatch stuff, a long time ago because like I was just getting dry all the time. And this is the only shit I can actually like use, even like with liquid shit. I'm just like, I'm ashy.
I haven't used the liquid Dr. Squatch, but I've used the bar.
Maybe that's why I'm dry all the time.
It's just, I know Robin would beat my ass if I keep buying it. It's so expensive. It's like $5 a bar.
You just got to catch them when they're on sale.
Yeah. And then buy a shit ton.
Yeah.
What you got to do is this next time you want something, let me know. Because I buy like a bunch of them and then I get use my points and shit. Like I bought all the Halloween ones. This is, nobody wants to hear this part, but it was like $20 for all four of them. So
I could just Venmo you and be like, hey, next time you're at the store.
Well, I mean, that's $5. So.
Well, that's with shipping. I buy them from the website.
Oh fuck! Yeah. Okay, so you ain't paying for Meijer.
Correct.
And nice. So you're getting that good shit, that premium. It's not sitting on a Meijer shelf for 6 months.
Correct.
Oh. Yeah.
I still have the Wolverine one in my bathroom.
Nice.
Does it smell like Logan?
Kind of.
Are those boxes sweet? Like their special edition ones?
I keep the
smells like sweat and adamantium.
Sexy. I keep the ones for like that one. I kept for my. I obviously like X-Men, so most of them I don't keep though. So
I like the boxes; they're cardboard. And they always smell like the soap, like they always do. They'll never.
Well, there's holes
it.
In it, so you can smell the soap.
I'm talking about when you take the soap out. Don't make me look. Don't make me look stupid, all right? Because I kept the pine tar one; it still smells like it. I'll prove it. I'll sniff it on a video and go, still smells like it.
Yeah. Coming this summer, Smell-O-Vision.
It's just fucking Spencer goes to different places. Yeah, dude, that totally smells like that. Shit.
That could be a fucking TV show.
What's that antique smell? Shop.
Oh, yeah. That's
antique. Yeah, that smells like grandma. Yeah.
Definitely smells like that shit.
Definitely.
Bell tire.
Definitely basement mold.
Oh, dude, I've been looking at a bunch of houses since I'm moving, and house hunting is insane, but it's also really fun. Because I get to see how people live and then the smells that they have. It's very weird. Well, you know how you walk in a house and you're like first thing you do, you sniff, right? Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. You don't take a breath outside. Like, you walk in, you go, you know, can I live here? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just really weird, all the smells. Okay. I don't know. I'm sorry. I was trying to fucking bring up a different subject. Fuck me for doing that. I'm sorry.
I was just worried because I'm very tall. The first thing I did, the reason why I bought my house, period, so I could walk downstairs without hitting my head.
Do you have like 9-foot ceilings?
It's like seven or 8 foot.
Yeah.
Nice.
For me, I was just like, all right, where do I sign?
Yeah, you're like, I can live here.
Without giving myself a concussion.
Correct.
Do you have like an extended bed?
Like the California
I have a
king?
I do. Oh, okay.
You do?
Yeah.
Nice.
You have a California king? Mm. Oh, those things are sick.
Like, it's literally... I can sleep on one side and my wife can sleep on the other side and we're nowhere near each other.
Yeah, yeah. That's all it is. That's what Don Zaraj have up there. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, lay down on the other side of the 50. Like, it's like a football field.
I know, but all five fucking dogs end up sleeping with them, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's enough room for all that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So what kind of smells have you experienced?
Old people. A lot of old people. Essexville is a very old town. Yeah. Yep. No, nothing. We did tour a hoarding house.
A lot of shame and regret.
We did tour a hoarding house, and the basement was sick as fuck. It was a It was a like plywood.
Are they home?
No, I saw something fucking out of the corner.
Don't do
oh,
that.
Really?
Not here. Don't do that. Don't fuck with me.
Sorry.
Stop. Just fucking stop. Because there's mirrors here, and I see shit, and then you look terrified, and.
Because I thought I saw something pass by the in front of the dartboard.
We're done. Cut it off. I'm just
like,
kidding.
Shut her down.
All right, last call.
No, but the fucking the basement was a piece of plywood that was just like laying down. Mm. And you had to like, I found it. I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? Lifted it up because I saw hinges on the other side. Lifted it up, and it was a Michigan basement. It was like this hole that was like chiseled out, like stone stairs going down. And I was like, and I looked at my Robin's father. And I was like, dude. And he goes, let me go down first. Like, this is sick. And I was like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was spooky. Yeah. You guys would have been proud of me. You really would have. You really would have. And I did it. And we found, like, a light switch. I opened it up. And he's like, oh, dude, down here is sick as fuck. We went down. It was so creepy. It was so fucking scary. And they had a...
that's just where you hide bodies. Yo.
It was a, right. it was a compass rose, but we only had our flashlights before I found the light. So he was like, oh, fuck, demon shit happened.
Oh, no.
And I turned it on.
Oh,
it's no. just a compass rose. And he's like, oh, never mind, man. They're just nautical, you know?
they're just like boats.
Yeah.
they're not ghost hunting out here.
Yeah, they're just cool. No, but there's been some creepy houses. This one was on night, and it was like a, yeah, it was creepy.
What if they had that Finn house open? Would you go?
Fuck yeah.
I think it'd be funny if I invited all you guys and we made Robin go because she can't even watch a scary movie without pissing her pants.
We just don't tell her what
yeah.
it is.
And we just walk in.
Like, we're going to go look at this house.
She would probably be like, oh my God, it's so gorgeous. Like, it's such a beautiful home. And then she'd hear one thing and be like, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Go down to the basement where all the bones are.
Yeah, where all the
What's
bones
happening?
Are.
Happening?
Yeah.
And we'd be like, oh my God, Robin, you remember that movie that I tried to make you watch? She'd be like, you son of a fucking asshole. I don't like that either.
It's been happening, yeah.
Probably because of that motherfucker. Passing by the dartboard. I'm trying to see.
I'm like, what?
The light flickering?
Oh, Eric, it's just a light.
Eric laughed and then he looked down. He's like, no, I don't like this.
So I got shit at my house, so.
Like, this house is a reduced price. It comes with a roommate. You don't see him a lot, but he's pretty loud.
I don't like that at all. Ugh.
Imagine if you had a ghost, but it just made sex noises.
That'd be terrible.
Would be weird. Like a pervert.
Yeah, like you just pervert. Be asleep,
haunted by a pervert.
And just like
yeah, yeah. Every day at 3 a.m., it's just a as loud as they can.
Like you wake up from a dead sleep and you just hear.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, motherfucker.
No.
What did I tell you about that? You know, I'm not going to lie. If I had the opportunity to go into that house, I would, but I'd make sure it's during the day.
Nah, fuck it. Let's go. I don't care. I don't care anymore.
Just walk up there and be like, hey, we'll give you $20. Can we just walk around your shit?
I wonder how many people have gone there. Because right? People live there.
Yeah.
There's a person actually living there?
Yeah, because when I found out where it was, I went and drove by there, and I saw the dude outside like with his dog and shit, and he's just like staring at me, drive real slow, and I'm like, oh, fuck. But I swear, like, yeah, I'm sure like people have pulled up in the driveway, and they're either bitch at him, or they'll be like, can I come walk through your house? But apparently they're doing a second one.
Oh, nice.
About that house, the second movie, so. Oh my
God. There you go. See, I would charge. I would literally, I'd put a sign out fucking front.
Right.
Be like, this hour to this hour, like, come on in for guided tours.
Yeah.
Like, if I got to live there with that fucking thing, then yeah. I'm making money off it. Like,
yeah. why would someone, like, live
the
there?
The man that walks on all fours.
Why would someone live there? It's a demon.
Mr. Snickers.
Yeah.
How cheap is the house? Shit.
Oh, I had to be cheap as fuck.
Well, not for that. See, that... It's a double-edged sword. When a house is haunted, it's either going to be real fucking cheap or real fucking expensive, and there's no in-between.
That's true.
So especially something like that that's had multiple things on it, I guarantee you it's a $200,000 house or more.
Wow.
Probably.
I just don't understand why you'd want to live with it if it's angry.
If it was cheap enough, I could live with a lot of shit.
Unless it's somebody in the family that still lives there. Just like the house got handed off to them.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, and I'd still be like, yeah, fuck, yeah, what a family heirloom, you know? Fuck that.
You get the generational
curse. I just fucking saw something over by this ride symbol. I swear to God, something like went almost behind the drum. Like literally. I don't know what the fuck that was, but it was just like a little thing just went like behind your drum.
Mine looked just like a brown shadow that just kind of was real quick in front of the...
Oh, no, this was white. Like a little white mist thingy. Like, swear to God, it just went...
Why?
I know, right?
What's the point?
It only happens when they're here. I think you guys bring this shit.
My ghosts are gone since my neighbors moved, so.
I told you that.
The one that I kept seeing that in the hallway that would pass all the time, and I'd be like, or would hear whatever the fuck, me and the child would hear shit.
Yeah.
Since my neighbors behind me moved out, it fucking stopped. I haven't fucking nothing. I haven't seen anything. Now all here's the fucking ghost calls of Mark Reichert fucking living behind me.
Oh, he's moving in the house?
Yeah.
When you said he was moving by you, not up your ass. I didn't realize
that. He's literally moving in next door.
Yeah, I live in a duplex that sits like a T.
Yeah.
And mine is like more towards the front of the road and shit. And the people behind me just moved out, and he's moving in back there.
Nice.
So it should be interesting. We've had a bunch of conversations about boundaries and shit. And I'm like, please don't be fucking your fucking Tinder whore as loud as fuck when my child's home. I will fucking send you a text when he's not here. So you can go ahead and pound away, and I'll just put on headphones. Well, I usually have headphones on when I'm talking to Rick on Discord anyway. So
yeah. It'll just be me going, damn, are you having a real good time that I don't know about?
Be like, no. The thing is, I don't know how bad the sound travels. I've never been on the other side. When my kid's like in his room on his fucking
playing
Fortnite, and he's just like, "What are you doing?" Fucking screaming at the top of his lungs and shit, on his VR fucking doing shit.
Then you come to find out that's why they moved.
That's what my fear was. Dead ass. I was like, these motherfuckers, they were like the shortest tenants we've ever had there. And I'm like, man, I'm like, they probably could hear him, probably hear me, because where my bedroom is on the other side of the wall is their living room. I'm like, they could probably hear my ass snoring through the wall and shit. And like, they just fucking eventually just were like, fuck this, I'm not dealing with it. Because they'd go to bed early as fuck, and my kids still be up at like, because homie would leave for work at like 6 a.m., so I'm assuming they went to bed early. But they were like 22, 23, and my kid would still be up at like 10, like on his fucking VR, just being all loud and shit, doing dumb shit. And I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm like, you need to shut up. I have no idea how loud it is over there, so I'm going to find out first.
I mean, you pay for it. Be as loud as you want.
Right. I mean, and they never complained. My landlord never said anything. The only thing they ever said was apparently them and the people before them somehow were able to, like, smell weed on the other side. And my landlord was even pissed. She's like, I don't know how that works, though, because it's not the same, like, ventilation system or anything. And I'm like, I don't know. Apparently my shit's too loud. And just cutting through the wall. She's like, so maybe open a window. And I'm like, I do. Maybe that's what the issue is. It's like, my window's open. It's blowing back there in the fucking summer into their shit.
Got this fucking wall walking weed, man.
But this, like, my other previous neighbor, her son would go smoke on the back porch right there, and it's like right by my bedroom window, and I have a fan in there. So he'd spark up a bowl, and I'd just be asleep, and also just smell straight weed. I'm like, hello? Yeah. Hello? What? I'm here. I'm here. Yes? Like, oh, fuck. Okay. Never mind. I'll just go back to sleep. But yeah, it'll be an interesting time.
Nice.
That's funny.
I still have my own house.
Hell yeah.
Taquita is no longer there, so that's been pretty fun.
Taquites. Oh, yeah. The
fucking crack whore.
The detainting.
Yep. The taint shop is closed for business.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, snap.
It's out of the season.
It's okay. You know, that does wonders for my property value. So.
Damn.
Yeah, and, you know, they caught the Bay City Mutilator.
Yeah,
like,
holy shit.
4 blocks from you.
Not even, actually. We've talked about wanting to do that, but A, it's too early. Since it's still under litigation, but...
like, mutilating people or what?
No, yeah. That's a constant thought.
Yeah. It's too early to talk about it.
Normally,
like, I know
myself,
it's out there,
but no, we were talking... We're going to figure out some shit when we can to do, like, a true crime episode.
Oh, nice.
On our show.
There you go.
About it.
So
only murders in the banks.
Yes.
No shit.
And that's gonna be my next rap song, Eddie. That's gonna be, you're gonna be the feature. Only murders in the bank. So
no shit. I got a summons for jury duty too. That's in November.
Oh, and shit!
I swear to Christ, if I get put on this jury,
that's gonna be fucking awesome.
I'm like, part of me wants to do it because I just want to be like, I wish there was a death penalty.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna be like, get the fuck out of here. And I'll be like. No, you just motherfucker deserves it.
Yeah. Did you hear, like, the whole situation? What happened?
So, I've done some research, but, like, I mean...
About how he fucking skewed. Basically, like, they got in a fight, and he fell down the stairs. He choked him out, and he was too heavy to carry back up the stairs, so he chopped his ass
chopped
up.
His ass up.
They had, he had a fight while he was on crystal meth.
Yeah. Hey,
how do you think he knew him?
Yeah.
How do you guys think he knew him?
They met via Grindr.
Mm. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Is there? I thought it was
allegedly.
I thought it was a little love triangle thing. He didn't want his girl to find out or whatever.
Allegedly.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's just what I assumed.
Yeah,
it's asking all, me.
Don't fucking you stop that,
Raj.
Oh. It's a Raj. It's a perfect time for last call to dang dang.
Is it actually Raj or is it somebody
was.
Fucking?
No, it was Raj. Yeah.
Roger, last call.
I was like, is this demon trying to escape? Did he just fucking leave?
Yeah, peace out, guy.
So is he coming or is he staying? There he is. Holy shit. Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's a ghost down here, apparently. I guess.
Well, yeah, we've been seeing things moving. It might have just been you. I don't know. Yeah.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
Last call for alcohol. Welcome, ooh. Roger. Perfect, perfect timing.
Last calls. So what do you want?
Shit, look at that fancy case.
I want
G-rated, PG-rated, R-rated, X-rated. What do you want?
Let's go some Art the Clown, some NC-17 shit. Yeah, you just.
I do have one of those.
I was gonna say you should have some good stories. You just got back from vacation.
Yeah, whole ass cruise. Huh?
You look damn the right. same as tan. You look the same tan.
Because I sat in the shade.
Oh, did you?
I'm too fucking hot.
Did the hurricane get you?
Yes.
Oh shit! You're gonna have to tell us about this.
Yeah, we went through Hurricane Oscar. On the way back. Yep. So
De La Toya?
Saturday. Yeah, a lot of wind. Not a lot of rain, but when it came down hard for like 20-30 minutes. And then stop and then again. And then
that's about right.
You weren't on the boat, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, you were on the boat?
Yeah.
No.
That shit was just getting sloshed around all over the fucking place?
Yeah.
Did they have the furniture fucking slide and everything?
No, it was funny to watch bartenders with the bottles sliding back forth. No, the furniture didn't, but.
The pool, you were saying.
Yeah, the pool. It was like one end of the pool would be completely drained because it'd all go to the other end.
Oh, damn.
And then it'd come back and hit that wall and splash like 20, 30 feet up in the air. And so they shut down the Lido deck a couple times that day because of the wind. And
it became the leaning deck.
Somebody jumping in. Goes to jump in and the fucking shit shifts. Yep. Oh, fuck. And then the water comes back.
Everybody walking around looked like they were drunk. A lot of them probably
were.
I was.
But the one time I was on a cruise,
I was walking straight.
Yeah, I had to walk down the hallway with both my hands on the walls to fucking get back to our room.
Fancy.
But
other than that, we didn't have any rain, and it was upper 80s to mid 90s all week. Beautiful weather.
Perfect.
No complaints.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you made it back in one piece. And
Yeah, we were looking for a good place to hide, so we couldn't have to get off the boat, but.
The jail's always a good one.
Yeah.
Did you piss off the fucking boat this time or what?
No, but I do have another story about that.
Oh, shit.
So you want the NC-17 or the NR-17 or whatever you call it. All right.
The unrated.
It was midweek out at the pool and these tables because on this boat, unlike the last cruise we went on this boat, on the port side where the pools are, they had tables with chairs, along the edge there was a smoking section.
Okay.
So I didn't have to, go find a closet like I did last time.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the table, it was a round table, and there were, I don't know, maybe inch and a half slats going across the table.
Yeah.
There were 17 of them. So that was, and I had a bottle cap. So that was my drink gauge. And so, when I hit 34, went across the table and back, Donna cut me off. I was damn near close to being cut off.
Yeah.
And I was talking to, we met a lot of people on the cruise. But so this guy, I think he said he was like 33, 34 years old. His name was Ryan.
Oh.
Great fucking guy. Talking with him and having a great time. And then his wife comes up. So I'm sitting at the table, and I'm not going to say her name, but sitting at the table, and she comes up, right next to me, boom, right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Facing him.
Yeah.
He's sitting across the facing him.
Yeah.
She's right next to me. She's kind of like drying off from getting out of the pool. Okay. On a scale, well, a scale of 1 to 10 wouldn't do her justice. She was triple digit gorgeous. Great. Anyway, so she drives off, and then she goes to adjust the bottoms of her bikini, you know.
Yeah.
So she, you know, reaches back, kind of pulls them out of her ass crack, and then reaches forward and pulls out. And she goes, "Don't look." Well, what do you do when somebody says, "Don't look"?
You look.
So she does that, and then I'm just like, "Oh shit!" So I'm look away, you know.
Yeah.
She goes, "Oh, did you see something you shouldn't have?" I said, "No, but I have one question for you. Why in the hell did you dye your hair?" She goes, "I look better as a brunette than a blonde, don't you think?" Oh shit. Husband's sitting
gave
there.
It back to you.
Yeah, husband's sitting there oblivious. He was fucking drunker than shit too, but
awesome.
So, but yeah, that was the unrated one.
There you go.
Or the non-rated.
It would have been so funny just to have the whole situation. She didn't say anything to him. And he just was like, "So why'd you dye your hair?" There was no discussion beforehand. That's right? How the discussion started. "So why'd you dye your hair?" Yeah. Like, I don't understand. Like, what?
I would have been like, "Wait, Ryan, who's Cody?"
That's funny.
But yeah, she gave it back to me. I just kind of chuckled.
That's funny.
Nice.
Fucking hey.
But and blew up. Well, you're talking about pissing off the boat. Well, I didn't do that, but I had
this time I shit.
I had to shit really bad.
And
we're on deck 4 where the sports bar was. And I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking, okay, we're midship. So I got two choices.
Midship.
I either run to the front of the boat or I run to the back of the boat. So I go to the back of the boat. I walk in, both stalls are taken. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
You know, fucking sweating and shit, you know. So one opens, and it happens to be, you know, the handicap one, but it wasn't a handicap guy. I'm like, it's like, God, I don't know, but I got to go. So I go in there.
Oh, no.
Go to flush, plug that fucker.
Oh, no.
I'm like, son of a bitch. There's no.
You need a poop knife. You know,
yeah, there's no plunger. Well, it's like in a motorhome or a camper where it has that little thing on the bottom, so you push the button and it goes
It
opens up and sucks down and closes, so you can't use a plunger.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I hit it again and it just starts filling up with water.
Oh,
I'm
no,
like, oh fuck. And it was a handicap stall, so the sink was right in there too, you know. I'm washing my hands and stuff. I figure, okay, I'll give it a minute or whatever, try it again. Nope, starts filling up more. I'm like, fuck. So I'm and nobody else is in there at the time. The other guy in the stall left. Never heard the door open again, so I'm like, I just get out, blah, 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 walk out. About, half hour later, I got to take a leak. So I go in that bathroom. Here's a guy in there that's cleaning the bathroom. They got this big old fucking sign on the door. It's temporarily out of service.
And it was a boy.
And it was still out of service for the next 2 days.
Oh, boy. Fucking Jesus. Did a number on that motherfucker. Hell yeah. Closed her down.
Felt bad because it was a handicap stall, but fuck.
Shut that shit down.
Need a fucking poop knife.
So I didn't,
my
yeah.
child needs a poop knife. I so swear I didn't, to God.
And throwing down them logs.
This shit's the size of my fucking forearm. I'm like, how the fuck does this come out of you?
What are you eating?
Yeah, and then he's like, goes to flush it. And now I have to be like, hold on, before he goes to flush it because he's flooded the toilet too many fucking times. Go in there and shit looks like a fucking Loch Ness monster coming out of the water and shit. Just fucking. And I'm like, holy fuck, dude. And then Rick made some joke about a poop knife, and now, yeah, we say that to him, like, Uncle Ricky's going to get you a poop knife, man. You got to chop that shit up before you flush, yeah, man.
Shit. Got that shit in force.
You know. Kid needs some fiber, man. Got to start drinking some beer.
That's crazy.
I might for real get him one for Christmas.
That would be so
just
fun.
Just buy him a Play-Doh knife and just label it poop knife.
Spencer, last call. What do you got?
Oh, I got camping. So. Last time I'm going camping. Not the last trip of the year. That last trip starts this Wednesday. Just a heads up, I'm coming to grab the trailer Wednesday. But anyway.
Good, because I probably got to plow the snow on Thursday.
Yeah, no shit, eh? So I was camping, and it was the Tigers. The Tigers were playing. It was the game they lost, game 5, final game, and they lost. And I got all sad, so I just started pounding beers. And I was already halfway there. And then the kids started trick-or-treating, And I was telling them earlier, Dad, you missed it, but we were handing out treats at the state park or whatever, and, you know, bull gets low or whatever, so Dean comes up and he goes, hey, if you hand out another fucking piece of candy, I'm going to kill you. Those are for us. I was like, all right. So, like, these kids would come up and go, trick or treat, and I'd just be like, I got nothing for you, while I'm trying to open up a piece of candy, but...
Last one.
But, yeah, I got nothing for you, but your costumes go, all right, thank you, and walks away, and the parents are just like, what a fucking asshole. No, but I was doing that, and I was just getting hammered, 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 and finally, I went back, and there was five more beers left of my 30 rack that I bought that day, and it was just me. And it was late. I'm just saying.
Waiting for a response?
No, I'm just saying. This is the reason I haven't had a beer in eight and a half days. And this is why I'm staying away until December. But.
Bullshit.
Yeah. yeah, I know. Because I go camping Wednesday. There'll be fucking beer in my cooler on Wednesday. You know it. But yeah, Robin goes to bed or whatever. And I take one fucking sip. And as soon as it got down and I went, like, I swallowed. It came right back up, just bleh, projectile everywhere, good. And I just went.
Probably because you ate too many, Reese's. Is that one?
Something
too
many like milk that. Duds. Milk duds. Yeah, it was milk.
Oh,
duds.
Oh, milk duds.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yep.
Yeah. So it was like those fucking marshmallow shooters. It was like those marshmallow just everywhere.
Got a deer
shooting. Did I hit you in the eye with that spit?
I did.
Really?
I was rubbing my eye.
Oh, you're crying. Why are you
crying? I'm sorry.
Is that ghost scaring you that much?
He was giving you a visual of the milk duds coming
out. Yeah. No, yeah. We're running a bit long. They're getting tired.
I'm not getting tired. Literally, I just had something in my eye.
Rick's over here half asleep.
Yeah, but that's
just me, though.
That's the reason. So I'm staying away from
I'm actually just sitting here trying to think of a last call story because I completely forgot about it. Now I'm like, fuck.
Wrote everything down that he's been watching. He got the beginning of the episode. I just forgot the end.
Yeah. And then Home Dude they came to Michigan and did two food challenges that I watched.
Adam?
He went to, Beard Meets Food. He went to Heidi's Darn Cookies Good Cookies.
Oh, nice.
And did their fucking challenge, which
a challenge?
Yeah, you have to eat 12 cookies and one glass of milk in under 25 minutes. And
it's how big are the cookies?
How big are the cookies? I was going to say.
Fucking cookies. And then he went to...
I could eat a whole fucking pack of Oreos.
Then he went to Tony's and Shields and did their giant grinder challenge.
Oh, nice.
Which is like 11 pounds of... the grinder challenge, and you have to eat 11 pounds of fries and gravy along with the grinder.
Holy fuck.
And how the fuck do you eat 11 pounds of food?
He does it.
Like, that's wild.
Like, the sandwich is fucking massive, and then you have to eat the 11 pounds of fucking... And then I remembered, oh, shit, fries and gravy. And so the next day I went to Grandpa Tony's and got fries and gravy, which is fucking delicious.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Some poutine? You got some poutine?
That is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Poutine.
It's a Canadian dish. Poutine. They put cheese curds in it, too.
Mm. Wow.
It's fries, gravy, cheese curds.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sounds fucking lit. I want some. I'm going to tell Robin to get me some poutine.
So was that was your last call?
Poutine. No, yeah, that was
mine.
He was calling me out of my notes. I was just looking at something else that I had in my notes. I don't have a last call story. I don't even think I have anything on here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Rick, do you have a last call story?
I'm out, man, at this point. I've been, on the mend, basically, so I don't get to do anything fun anymore.
I was talking to my cousin the other day, and he was talking about how he has also been doing, like, the dating game, fucking dating app shit, and meeting up with, like, Hinge bitches. And apparently he was fucking some bitch from behind that he was like, I was smashing her from behind and shit, and I literally looked down and saw her asshole open up and fart.
Just, whoa.
Yeah, just fucking open up, and then she's just like... And he was like, do I fucking keep going? And he was like, fuck it. Just hurried up and try to focus.
Plug that ass.
Yeah. He was like, dude, he's like, her asshole literally opened up and fucking while he was just.
Did he catch that shit in the fucking nos? The fucking schnoz?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It didn't really have it. I'm like, damn, this was like shit. Like, what? He's like, we've been fucking for like a hot, we were sweaty and everything. It didn't really fucking matter at that point. But yeah, it was like, damn.
It blended well.
Yeah, they had both done like a fucking line of coke and then fucking went at it. So
holy
it was
shit.
Like some shit. Jesus but Christ. Yeah. And I'm like, holy fuck. All right there, bud. But yeah, just the description of just like her asshole just opened up and farted while I'm fucking her. I'm like, damn. All I could picture was the eye thing from fucking Lord of the Rings.
Yep. This is Sauron's eye.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. Just
he's just like,
just don't look directly at it. You'll be
right. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's great. I can't fucking follow that. Shit. We, Friday night, we went on a double date.
Nice.
Yeah. Went with Jeffrey and Chelsea. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Man. Went to Retro Rocks. Got some fucking firecracker shrimp. Had some that beers. Shit's good. Yeah. Yeah. And then we
did
went
you get
to
goat cheese?
No, just a firecracker shrimp. Sad. Yeah. But then we went to Reality Check. And so
what the fuck is that?
You got to check this place out. It's fucking awesome. The owners are super nice. They were really cool. It is.
Is that the axe throwing place?
Yeah, it's in the old Dunlop building. Right on Washington.
Holy
shit. Yeah, green sign, everything. Reality Check. They have axe throwing. They have a rage room. They have virtual reality. They have foot billiards, like soccer pool.
Nice.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And yeah.
Do a rage room so bad.
We did.
It's fun.
I'll throw the videos and stuff up on the website.
You did the rage room?
Yeah, that was fucking
throwing Tiffany against the wall and shit.
Yeah.
You fucking bitch.
Oh, I almost did though. So they have a bunch of trophies and antiques and glassware and stuff in there, and one of them was a fucking Stein from the Stein house. And I was like, can I have this? Like, can I just have this? And they were like, yeah. And she's like, no, you don't need stuff. And fucking whipped it at the wall. And it exploded. And I almost killed her. Like I had a bat in my hand. I don't have any of my clothes on. I'm cut. Like, I could murder. Like,
VCR. Right, I'm not sure what's happening.
Yeah, dude, I was so pissed. I was like, a fucking Steinhaus Stein? Like, you're going to shatter that thing?
You're in the right place to be pissed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, no, it was a lot of
fun. So did you pick up a big mug and throw it at her head or what?
No, I took up, though it was kind of funny. So she grabbed this big plate and she threw it against the wall and it just goes dunk, 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 dunk. It didn't shatter, didn't crack,
didn't
anything.
You'd be surprised at how many things don't break. Yeah. Fucking Jack Daniel bottles? God damn.
Those things are beef.
I threw one of those motherfuckers like six times, full force. She's like, pink, 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 came at me. I'm like, all right, fuck you.
You squared up with it, fucking started bouncing around. You're like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Come on now.
After that, I just took the sledgehammer to it and just fucking crushed it that way. But I tried five, six times, and that motherfucker did not want to go. Them and Crown Royal bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Crown Royal bottles, the same shit. Fucking came back at me. I'm like, motherfucker. God damn.
No, she did. She threw this plate and it's dunk, 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 nothing. So I picked it up and I like disc golfed it and it disintegrated so hard against the wall. She was like, what the fuck? And I was like, don't fucking break nice shit. I was like, break the shitty shit. No, it was a blast though. We had a lot of fun. That's we door dashed some Busch Light in there and you can bring in beer and food
they
and whatever
sell?
You want.
Okay.
No. Oh. No, you can't. Yeah.
Where was this at again?
On Washington, on Dunlop there.
I want to go to that rage
reality
room so
check. Reality check.
Okay. We should all go and just fucking.
Yeah, dude, it's fun. The axe throwing was a lot of fun, too. That was really cool.
I did the rage room out at Dick's for my birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I said, I was like, yeah, we should go out there. And Tiffany's like, no, I want to stay in town. There's one of those places here. And I was like, oh, shit, really? I didn't know.
But they don't have karaoke.
They don't have karaoke, and they didn't sell beer, but you could bring beer, so. Yeah.
Next time I do it, though, I want to have earbuds and with Limp Bizkit going.
Like, give me something to break.
Yeah, that's my next goal. Which they said I could do, so I want to do that shit.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Well, man, Rick, Eric, thank you guys so much for hanging out. Sorry you showed up. How was Menards?
That was great. Got everything I needed.
Okay.
Save big money.
Good.
At Menards. Go fit.
Yeah. Thank you so much to Ideal Party Store for the Hop Slam swag. Woo-hoo. And, thanks to a big shout out to Reality Check. Hopefully we can pick them up as a sponsor soon. Those guys were super nice. The owners were really, really cool.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. But,
from all of us at 989.network, check out Wider Range of Conversations. You got the Mark Reichert Show is up there, new show up there, Two Cats, One Dog. And as Ernest Hemingway said,
I couldn't remember their name on our episode.
As Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Cheers.
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 Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 989.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
you're still gonna have a full album out this year?
Probably not. Home cooked mom cookie.
Yeah, it was one of those. Today was the first time I had cookies in 7 months. Because I had one of the guys I work with, his grandma brought in cookies today. And then
You're live.
Since Spencer was playing stuff, you want to hear one of my practice dumb things I have to do for my vocal classes?
Of course. Practice dumb thing?
Is he going to do the pig squeal?
Is that you? Dude, that's wild.
Dude, you can death metal scream? That's fucking sick.
That's crazy.
That looks terrible.
Yeah.
I've been getting into him, dude. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you have. That's what Rick said.
What did I say?
You've been getting into him.
That looks terrible.
Nothing much these days.
Alex Terrible's the man.
What's an Alex Terrible?
He's a big fucking Russian scary dude that has a bear as a fucking pet.
Oh.
And a tiger.
And he's the lead singer for Slaughter.
He just feeds me.
Is he that one guy that you showed me that was like the half metal, half guy that was rap?
No, that was a dude from fucking Germany.
Yeah, oh, okay. I just remember him with a lot of the same situation.
Was that
like bears and mean?
No, he had a fucking tank and like AKs and drugs and shit, and he was like setting a cop car on fire.
Oh, shit.
As you do.
As you do.
Yeah.
As one does.
That's the type of shit I want to be on when I'm older.
Yeah.
And as my tank and go like a cop car on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. And as we do, welcome back to the Basement Bar Beer Fan Babble.
Woo!
It is our monthly whack attack.
Yes, sir.
We have Mr. Rick and Eric in the studio tonight from the wider range of conversations.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
It's exciting to have you guys back.
We watched Princess Bride last night, so.
Never seen that movie.
Oh, it's so good.
Actually.
Oh, no.
Is that going to be the next movie night that we have?
Hang on. I think I fucked up.
Why?